Welcome back to Insight on CAP Radio. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. International Women's Day is this Saturday. It's a chance to celebrate the social, economic, cultural, and political achievements of women. Locally, the National Association of Women Business Owners, NABO, will be celebrating a few outstanding leaders of their very own that same day. The 29th annual OWL Award Gala is this weekend in downtown Sacramento, and the president of NABO, Sacramento Valley, is joining us to preview all the fun that's going to be had this weekend. Her name is Christina Dixon. Welcome back to Insight.
Thank you.
So, for people who don't know what NABO is, the National Association of Women Business Owners, it actually has a pretty long history. Tell us about it.
Sure. And so NABO first began in, it's a national organization. We first began in 1975. So 50 years ago, well, I mean, obviously we're celebrating the golden anniversary this year. And so it's a national organization of essentially an organization dedicated to empowering, educating, connecting, and advocating for women business owners.
And it's been here in the Sacramento Valley for nearly 30 years. Mm-hmm. That is a good chunk of time. How did you get involved with this organization?
Sure. I first joined NABO about 4 years ago. So I think it was 2021.
What drew you to it?
I was asked to consider joining and also to consider sitting on the board.
Why is it important to be part of organizations like this or for organizations like NABO to exist?
Yeah, I was thinking about that before our time together. And honestly, I think the reason why NABO has been around for so long and why it's so important is because historically, women have bound together to support one another. I mean, if you go back to like even kind of early years, right, women have always supported each other, whether that was in raising children. They've created a village or a tribe. And it's the same approach with respect to supporting each other in business.
Yeah, I mean, thinking of women business owners, that's a pretty broad idea. Who are the people that are part of NABO here in Sacramento?
There's a variety of business owners involved. I'm a law firm owner, so professional services, CPAs, public relations, marketing. We have solopreneurs in all stages. We have women in construction, women who are welders, all sorts of a huge variety of women.
Yeah, I guess what do you learn when meeting? I mean, you guys are all share this common thread of being a woman business owner, but as you laid out, it can look very differently from one woman to the next. What do you learn from your peers in this organization?
I think there's a few things that are common threads when you're a business owner. The startup phase is a common thing. It's kind of like when you have a newborn. Like there are certain things, it doesn't matter what your kid is. It's a common experience. So starting up, scaling, growing, access to capital, just kind of the bumps and twists along the way of any entrepreneur's journey, really.
What do you think some of the biggest challenges are today? I mean, given that this organization has been around for decades, including here in Sacramento, what are the challenges of, you know, 2024, 2025 for a woman business owner?
2024 was different than 2025, and I think for obvious reasons. But typically what we work on, actually recently what we've been working on is micro business designation at the federal level. So a lot of people may not know that when you're a small business, when you're technically classified as a small business, you can be a solopreneur up to a company that's $100 million. That's the federal kind of designation of it. So as you can imagine, that many different types of businesses competing for the same resources, that might be capital, that may be grants, that might be whatever it is not exactly tailored to the smaller organizations. So in 2024, we went to the Hill in Washington, D.C. to meet with legislators about a micro-designation. A micro-designation would create a whole line of products, services, and resources specific to organizations under a certain amount, 100 people or a certain amount of revenue.
Yeah. I mean, a small business that's making $100 million is different than a small business that I think a lot of us think of when we think of a small business in our community.
Exactly. We think of the person that owns the bakery or that runs the local accounting firm. We don't think of a $100 million company as a small business.
Right. Well, I do want to spend some time on this weekend because this weekend is a time to celebrate the women business leaders in our area. It is the OWL Awards. Outstanding Women Leaders. I believe that's the acronym.
Right.
How did this all get started? Because this is the 29th year doing it.
Yeah. So we began 29 years ago. And originally it was a lunch. It was a celebratory lunch to recognize women in different categories, and obviously it's grown over the years. Kitty O'Neill has been our mistress of ceremonies for 29 years. It's been amazing.
Over at KFBK, right?
Right, exactly. Yes. And she even recalls the days when we were doing a lunch at the Sutter Club. And now it's 300 to 400 people gathering to celebrate a variety of different categories, but there are 6 different types of awards.
What are they?
They are, thank you for asking, we have Achievement Against All Odds, which recognizes a woman that's obviously overcome great, a variety of circumstances, but you'd be surprised. The Vision Award, which is recognizing a nonprofit woman in business or executive. We have Women on the Way, so that's a woman that's been in business under 5 years. Wise Woman, which is more than 10 years, and Executive Woman, which is a non-owner executive in a large company or just kind of a regular size company, really, that's making efforts to be very involved in the community.
So when it comes to the nominees, are they nominated by people in the community? How do you narrow it down?
Yeah, it's become, and actually I forgot one category, Innovator, the Innovator Award. As far as the nominations are concerned, this year we had an unprecedented amount of candidates come through, over 100, which is great. But anyone in the community can nominate someone. And then it goes through the selection committee process of making sure they're, you know, aligned in the right category and that kind of thing. But really, anyone can nominate. And we encourage people to nominate.
Over the past years, or let's say even over the past 3 decades, who are some of the people that have been honored here locally?
That's a good question. We have a variety of people in, like I said, in professional services. So I don't know if you know of Tenerell Sellers, Jill Osher. So she was one of our nominees and winners. We've had, gosh, I'm drawing a blank right now.
There's a lot. Honestly, it's like when someone asks me, like, oh, what was your favorite, you know, moment in the last decade or two? It's, you know, it's kind of hard to narrow down. And I did put you on the spot a little bit.
Yeah. It's all on the website, though.
Yes. Yeah. What do you get out of events like this? You know, I mean, I know galas, they can be a lot of fun, but they can also be incredibly inspiring, especially when you're invested in the mission of the organization.
Yeah, I mean, I think personally for me, it is a very inspiring event. I mean, we're surrounded in a room of people that are our most ardent advocates and supporters and champions. And it's such a, you just really feel the collective spirit of people wanting to move the needle forward for women leaders, and not just women business owners, but women in general, right? So we have our corporate partners, we have our community partners, we have our members, our guests, all of our in-kind partners, our donors. It's just a really beautiful night. And we try to make it extra fun, too. In years past, we've had a live artist painting on stage and auctioned those off. And this year, we're having the Hundreds Unit come and perform. It's a dance troupe and perform on stage. And they do dance performances for, like, the NBA and the NHL. So just really, really fun night.
How many people are you expecting? It seems like it's going to be a good turnout.
Yeah, I know. I mean, I think we're expecting between a little over 300.
Oh, that's wonderful. Yeah, that is a strong turnout. Mm-hmm. If someone, we only have about 30 seconds left, but if someone's listening to this and they want to get involved in some way, how can they do so?
We highly, highly encourage just people to lean in and get involved. You can go to our website. So nabo-sac.org. That's where all the information is as far as becoming a partner, volunteering, joining as a member, becoming a community partner, or even just attending our events.
Christina, thanks for stopping by.
Thanks for having us.
A busy, fun week for you.
Yes.
Christina Dixon is the president of NABO Sacramento Chapter. The OWL Awards Gala is this Saturday at the Hyatt Regency in downtown Sacramento. And that is it for Insight today. You can learn more about our guests at capradio.org/insight. You can also subscribe to the Insight podcast. If you want to join the conversation, email us at insight@capradio.org. Thank you to producers Sarit Lashinsky and Jen Picard. Our digital producer is Chris Feltz. Our audio engineer is Tyler Webb. Insight's technical director is Mark Jones. And our original show music is produced by Adrian Gilmore. I'm Vicki Gonzalez. Thanks for joining us. Have a great day. We'll catch you back here tomorrow.